Four wins to finish the 2016 season certainly gave South Sydney supporters a great deal of hope for 2017 to see how their preparations are going, as we have been doing with a number of the NRL sides throughout the course of the last couple of weeks here on the Big Sports Breakfast. We thought we'd have a chat with their coach, Michael Maguire. G'day, Michael.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. And I think that must have been the thing that you take out of what was a disappointing 2016, Michael, that at least there was a strong finish that can give fans and indeed the football club hope for 2017. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, Jimmy. We learned a lot, I guess, throughout last season. And we have, as a team, sort of reviewed all that and put it behind us now. And we're really looking forward to what's ahead. Obviously, the group's a very focused group after learning many lessons. But one thing we know, the season starts again and it's in our hands.
Yeah. Madge, you guys are notorious for having the toughest preseason of all the NRL teams. How's Robbie Farah stood up to it? And have you changed your techniques at all throughout the summer?
No, the boys enjoy their work, but we've had a few little changes along the way. But look, all the players have jumped in and got stuck into the pre-season, and we've had some really good results, no doubt, like everyone. But yeah, the way they've applied themselves, I've been very pleased. They're just quietly going about what they need to each day, and yeah, they're really enjoying each other's company while they're doing it, which is a real positive thing around the club.
I know there was a connection with Robbie Farah. I think his brother Eddie is on the physio staff there at the Rabbitohs, has been for a long time. What were your thoughts going into the recruitment of him? I know there was all sorts of salary cap implications for the West Tigers and the price that you got him at, but what were the thoughts going in, and has he changed the opinion or the expectation you had of Robbie Farah now that you've got to know him a lot better?
The reason why I wanted to is he's a very good player.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, and it's a matter of just getting the best out of him daily at the moment throughout our pre-season. And yeah, we've got a great other number nine in Damien Cook, and those two are getting along extremely well and working well together. So we've got a playing group that's just very focused, as I said, about what we're trying to, and Robbie's fitting into everything that we're doing. And I think he's really enjoying the training. He's jumped in and he's getting to know the boys really well, and along with all of them, as I said, they're enjoying each other's time here through the pre-season.
I reckon Robbie will revel being at that club.
So do I.
Yeah, because he was, you know, the number one guy and the face of the West Tigers for so long. Do you sense that with him, Madge, that he's, you know, enjoying just being, getting there, turning up, training? And can you talk about how you might use him at all throughout the season?
Oh, at the moment, I'm still sort of working through that, so I don't want to give away too much. But he's just got stuck into the training. I think he's a complete pro about how he goes about things, along with a lot of other players that I think they learn and observe each other and they get behind it. And he's just jumped into the processes about how we go about things. And, you know, he's a very hungry player. You can see that he's a competitor, and obviously we're looking forward to utilising him throughout the season.
Greg Inglis is an absolute superstar of the game, of course, so important. Extended his contract there at the Rabbitohs, which is great news. Playing fullback is really tough physically. Do you have a thought at this stage? Do you do things differently for him during the pre-season and then into the season, knowing that you have someone like a Cody Walker who can fill that fullback role as well, Michael?
I think a lot of people probably had their own opinions, but in Greg's mind, it's his position. A lot of people have their thoughts about should he do this and should he do that, but at the end of the day, Greg really loves playing fullback, and he doesn't find it that physically taxing because he gets his body into the greatest shape he can, and he plays it very well. And I know he goes off the rep football and he plays at the centres, but I think a centre is very active in a game this day and age, similar to what a fullback is. I mean, there is a lot of running as a fullback, but Griggy's a fair athlete, so he covers the ground pretty well. If you saw those last four or five games when he's mind to playing fullback, he's one of our best players in our team. So I think it's probably people's thoughts and opinions, but between Greg's ears, he definitely loves playing fullback, and I think that's where he wants to be.
Yeah, right.
It was funny last year, Madge, there was all this talk about who was going to be there and who wasn't going to be there in 2017. Do you feel like it's a more stable club? Adam Reynolds re-signed, Greg Inglis re-signed, you re-signed yourself. Does it feel like, despite the fact you didn't make the eight, a more settled club heading into this season?
Well, I think that as a group, as I said, we learned a lot. And I think in the background, a lot of us really knew that, we were a fairly settled group. We just had to get things back to the way we knew we could. And, Greg and Adam and Sam, and we've got a number of players assigned for a number of years now. And we're looking forward to just really, trying to achieve the best we can every day. And if we do that, then obviously the results will flow off the back of that. And you know, I've got a very capable group, and they're training well. So obviously, looking forward to, as I said, what's ahead.
Do you think you have to do things differently to a degree, Michael, because you've been there since 2012. I know there's turnover of players, but there are some players who have been, and some of those key players that you mentioned. Do you have to keep making it new and making it fresh for the players when you start doing a long campaign like the NRL season is?
Yeah, Jimmy, you do. You may always have change. I mean, at the end of the day, the game's evolving all the time, and you've got to look at new ways of achieving certain outcomes. I mean, we have a game that, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you've got to score tries and defend.
Yeah.
And around that, you come up with simple structures. But obviously, everyone's got a different personality and a different desire, and you're bringing all those sorts of things together, which, through your staff and obviously your playing group, you work hard together to make sure that every day is an enjoyable day. I mean, we've got a pretty good job, so we get to go out and train hard and enjoy it and enjoy the time together. And obviously that comes from each and every single person in the organisation. So we're trying to achieve that every day. And as I said, at the moment, we're sort of counting down the weeks now. And I know the boys have had some really good results in their training. But it's about the games. You know, it's what you do, obviously, on the field when you get out and play.
Speaking of which, we had Neil Henry on the show earlier this week. We talked about, he talked about the physical preparation of the Titans in terms of the interchange and, you know, just the style of football that we can expect to see in the competition this year. Do you see it being vastly different, quicker, tougher, more endurance needed throughout this year?
Yeah, I do. I think the physical capabilities of players is just getting greater and greater every single pre-season. Yeah. The way the professionalism of every player is coming along, I think the size of players is getting bigger, and speed and strength and those sorts of different things in the game will add a lot to this season. You saw from last season, it doesn't take much to either go up or down. So you need every one of your players available each week, and obviously the competitive edge inside your squad. And if you can achieve that, I think we're going to get some really good footy this year.
Is that a good thing, Michael, that players are getting bigger? You know, because one of the issues is that they all look the same, they're all the same size, and that the opportunity for the little man is going out of the game. Do you think there should be a move back to put an endurance factor, and probably the shot clock's part of that, but also the reduction of the interchange, notwithstanding the concussion rule as well?
Yeah, I think with that, Jimmy, the reduction of the interchange has changed the game, I think, in the last 12 months. And obviously with the shot clock and the various times of speeding up the game, but I think certain teams in themselves either will speed the game up, obviously due to their capabilities and their fitness. So
yeah,
I think the small man is still a very big part of the game. Our players like Adam Reynolds and Cody Walker, you get a little bit of free space, all of a sudden they're going to take you on. And with that extra little bit of fatigue round through the middle, your big man still will get tired at some stages because of the speed. And that's when they come to life. And it's just a matter of picking your times when those little men come to life.
Yeah.
Speaking of your little men, Cody Walker, you must have been very impressed and excited by what you saw from him at the back end of last season.
Yeah, he's been training really well this pre-season. Looking forward to obviously following on from what he did throughout the season. And he just really loves playing football. He steps out in the field and enjoys every moment. So having players like that around, and he and Adam are getting a real good combination. And we've got Greg sort of come back to training this week, and he's in good shape. And we'll be able to get a mix between the spine through Robbie and Damien Cook and a few others there that we can add in. So obviously the combinations is a big part of what you're looking for at this time of year, and then being able to take that into the season.
Oh, the other one I'm interested in is his halves partner, Adam Reynolds, because the fact that he played Origin and played well at Origin level, did you see a change in him? I remember when Adrian Lamb came back to the Roosters after he'd played Origin, he was a different player, just so much more composed and accomplished. Have you seen that with Adam? I mean, he was a good player going in, obviously.
Yeah, I have, Jimmy. He's definitely maturing every year, every time I sort of see him grow. And you know, he's obviously signed and settled now, and he really wants to achieve for the club. And he's a player that loves to compete and loves to win. So I think he's been showing that throughout the pre-season. And I think from having that experience of Origin, and understanding the speed of that game now, I think you'll see a lot more of him in those arenas when the time comes.
Michael, thanks for your time. Good luck for the season ahead. It's not far away. What, a month, less than a month to the
to the Nines. Yeah.
Did you have a good break? Did you clock off at some stage, Madge?
No, a little bit. Yeah, as a coach, only a little bit. But I'm really looking forward to obviously what's ahead. We've got a playing group that they're competing at training, and that's what you want as a coach.
What, you gave yourself a morning off or something, Madge? Did you
Christmas Day?
Well, I had a bit of fun with the family, but we just tend to keep ticking away in the background.
Very good. Good luck for season 2017, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate having me on, boys. Thanks a lot.